Tantor Audio presents Fields of Fire by James Webb. Narrated by Sean Renette. Prologue. And who are the young men we are asking to go into action against such solid odds? You've met them. You know. They are the best we have. But they are not McNamara's sons or Bundy's. I doubt they're yours. And they know they're at the end of the pipeline, that no one cares. They know. An anonymous general to correspondent Arthur Hadley. Hodges sat against a wet, grassy paddy dike and lazily stirred a can of beef and potatoes with a dirty plastic spoon. Raindrops popped and sizzled as they pelted the tiny stove in front of him, which he had made by punching holes in another C-ration tin. His eyes were sunken, his face gaunt and bearded. He dragged mechanically on a muddy cigarette, mindless of the stream of water that was pouring off his helmet down the back of his neck. There was no way to avoid the rain. His body was crinkly from it, and he didn't care anymore. Snake approached and sat on the dike at Hodges' shoulder. He took off his glasses and absently wiped mud off one lens, using his skivvy shirt. He put them back on without examining the wiped lens. Across the paddy to their front, in the midst of a rain-drenched tree line, a group of dark-clothed figures hastened into a stone pagoda. The tank's turret followed the shadowed apparitions, its long 90-millimeter gun tube pointing toward the trees like an ominous finger. The turret halted, and the tube exploded, and in one quick moment, a white phosphorus...